So good morning, everybody. How you guys doing? We doing all right? Are we are we moving half ass? Are we doing okay? Did we stay up too late? I know I did. Oh my god. I had to wait for my family had to get back from Bella going to a concert last night. And they didn't get home until, oh my God, it was so late when they got home. I stayed up the whole time. And, yeah. Worried to death that they weren't going to make it, you know. Like afraid that somehow I would, you know, I would get like the police knocking on my door. You know, I get something like that. It was horrible. But they did show up eventually. Everything was fine. And everything was easy go. So thank God for that. They came home and then we gathered up the stuff we needed to go to sleep and went to bed. But I'll tell you, I went to bed. And I had to go to bed. It was late, but I had to go to bed. If this makes any sense. I had to move my alarm to sleep right till almost 8:30. All right, because I knew that I was going to be really cutting it close. And I took a pill before bed, you know, which is always not very smart. It's just not a good move, you know. When they tell you don't take a pill, but you go, oh, I might as well take one. Yeah, they mean don't take.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Thank you. Don't take the pill. And then it's been announced already that I'm on WMAY today, so that's kind of cool. I'll be on WMAY this afternoon, and that'll be cool. So I'm looking forward to that, which is awesome. I'll be filling in for Jim Leach today on the Jim Leach Show from 3 until 6. So I'm looking very forward to that. And I hope that you are too. I hope you're interested in hearing me at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll see. We'll see, right? Maybe it'll be interesting, funny. It could happen. Stranger things have happened. as I go and host the afternoon show on WMAY for Jim Leach, the hard part with that is, you know, getting ready for it. Saying what they say and putting WMAY here and instead of there. And they're very nice, though. Jim always has. Always got a list of things to follow. And, you know, let's face it, I'm not the best follower of anything. So I've got to, these are things that I can't do, you know. I have to be there at a certain time and say certain things. And so we'll see how it goes, you know. But I'm really going to try to, I really like it over there. So I'm going to try to get everything working properly and do a good show. So anyway, that will be fun. We'll be taking care of that today. Like I said, I'm on today. So also I have the Jim the Photographer special that airs tomorrow. All right, Jim the Photographer special airs tomorrow, which is going to be good. So, yeah, pretty interesting stuff. I start out with Corey, who has a listener email. Says, Ray, thanks for the Breaking Curfew weekend. What a great show. I was wondering how you met Gully and Linus and Vanilla Gorilla. And, of course, the Hillbilly Stew episodes are great. Let's see. How did I meet them? Let me see here. How did I meet them? I met Gully a couple years before I did the morning disaster. He had, Gully just sort of, Gully started following the show. He got into the show. Yeah, it's a fluke. And he got into the show, started following me around 2007, 2008, something like that. He was a fan of the show. And when that show ended, he was still a big fan. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool. But yeah, Gully's has been there forever. Of the longest of those people, he's been there. And then I met Linus. When did I meet Linus? I think I met Linus during Breaking Curfew. No, I met him during the other show. He called. Oh, I know what it was. Linus called in during when I was doing a bit on WCBS, and Linus called in, and he was so freaking funny. He called in as the mattress lady. And so I this guy's great, you know. And I put him on, and that's how he joined. And Vanilla Gorilla was, let's see, Pickett was part of that show. And Vanilla Gorilla was somebody who started calling that. I probably met him latest. He started calling that show for him to join. And I guess the order was, of course, Pickett, who was with me on the old show, Gully. And then we have Linus, and then Vanilla Gorilla, and Hillbilly Stew. Yeah, Hillbilly Stew is awesome, but there was only six episodes of Hillbilly Stew, I think, which were pretty funny because it was just that was damn funny because Joe was we were only going to do it once, and then Joe started complaining about it, and when he started complaining about it, we were like, well, now we've gotten out, you know, now there's an agenda. Obviously, Joe wants us to do this more often. So he complained about it, and then he continued to complain about it, so we did another one. And then he continued to complain about that, so then we did another one. And he did that, and then we, you know, so on and so forth. So that's how we ended up doing more of that bit, because Joe was complaining, and we knew it was making him angry. So that's what we were doing. that's really true, by the way. We weren't going to do it every day. We were just going to do one. But his complaints were so funny that we went ahead and wrote more of them. All right, so there you go. La la, ba ba. That's how that came about. All right. I know that there are other questions as well, but I don't. I want to move on to other things, like what's going on today in the news. I wanted to point out that it has now been days, and we haven't burned down yet. Well, what do you think? We have not burned down. I'll be damned. We're standing. The United States, we're still a country. How about that? We are still a flipping country. We have not had, we haven't had racist, Nazis. How about that? I'm very happy that we have done that. Woo-hoo! So I don't know. I know there are people that are sending me emails and stuff every day. And, you know, what can I say? It's going on. So, I'm very, by the people that are giving it a chance, the presidential election, of course, what I'm talking about, I think it's fantastic. Let's give it a chance. Don't get me wrong. I know there are some people that wake up and they immediately go, they pick it. All right? They immediately wake up and they pick it. I understand that. Because they're angry and blah, blah, blah. But the ones who are going on about their business, doing their things while hoping that it gets better, I think that has been very genuine. That's been very nice. So I hope that we can continue this. I hope we can continue it in being cordial and at least giving things a chance. Now, I know some liberal hosts are just waiting, all right? They're waiting. But we'll have to see. Let's follow what they have to say and see if they lead us anyway. And I'll see what we can learn from these people. See what we can acquire mentally from what it is they have to say. Now, who knows? You know, listen, we might be wasting time and we might be getting people fired up and we might be hopeful ourselves that things are going to become all right. And then who knows? It might end up being, foolish to do this. And we're going to look back and say, well, look at that. We should have been allowing all of this to go on anyway and blah, blah, blah. Who knows? We might feel like that. But it's sort of embarrassing now as I am a voter who did not vote for Donald Trump. I'm a voter who, you know, voted for things to stay intelligent, smart. But then again, hey, I lost. So because I lost, I move on. Now, I like the rest of you. I hear some things. And it does become fearful for me. But I'm going to give it a chance. I'm still going to give it a chance. So let's see what we've got here. Let's see what we've got going on. And then we'll go from there. All right? Let's do this. Come on now, people. Come on. Stop becoming so jaded that nothing can persuade you. Nothing can persuade you from not giving up, you know? Like there are people out there going, oh, God, this is going to suck for the next 4 years, blah, blah, blah. I don't know about that. I saw that Trump gave a message to people that were, they asked about the people using hate. You know, using his name as saying that they now have a mandate to be as angry as they want to be. All right? because he won. And that he's out there, that he's basically saying no. He's saying, stop this screaming about me. Stop being this person that, that displays the hate speech for me. Stop doing it. Because I have a reason to think like I do. All right, we really don't have a reason to think like you do. Let's actually listen to what they have to say and go from there. Now, listen, he might be blowing smoke up our asses. It might be we don't know what he's talking about. That's what it could be. But as of right now, it seems to be he's at least making an effort, you know. The fact that he's not out there BSing at this time is one that seems genuine. All right? It's one that seems genuine. So in other words, let's keep from doing it. It's very easy, people. It's very easy. All right? Let's keep it cool. I did say that I saw that he was gonna. He was like really for NASA to get with other companies. Like he wants a privatized part of NASA, and he wants studies of the far parts of space studied. You know, it's like he was saying, "Now you have the moon schmoon, the moon schmoon." He wants to go to Europa, and he wants to check out places that we haven't gone to before. Like we've been wanting to study the moons of Jupiter and things like that. Well, things that NASA hasn't had a chance to. Trump is saying, screw it. Let's go. Let's do it. That's kind of encouraging, don't you think? I think that's very encouraging. And I know that's just a little small thing, but why not? You know, let's go with it. He's warning people about what he said and then telling them not to be so terrible to other people. We give him a listen. We give him a chance. The guy has not even taken over until January 20th of 2017. And be honest, I don't think he's gonna start doing the bad stuff for a while. And I don't think he will. I think he's gonna start. I think he'll start with some easier tasks, you know. Like, yeah, the first day he might show up and he's gonna have a party himself, you know. Walking along from room to room, dancing with his wife. Then you know, all the events they have. I bet he says, Obama, can you stay a little later? Let me get my partying out of the way. Is there any way you can stay on just so I can party it up? Because the very first thing the president does is party it up. And they go right from partying to work. Trump seems like the kind of guy who goes, you know, can we get Reince Priebus or someone to look over this stuff? I got to get my partying out of the way. So I do have a feeling that we have a president who is very, who's going to put his party above everything else. So that's kind of cool. You know, that's kind of cool. So anyway, there you go. That's my thoughts on Trump. And we'll see. You know, I see that who's a radio host that Alex Jones. Hello, Alex Jones here. Donald Trump, thank you so much for being on the show. he's claiming this is this morning that Donald Trump called him and promised to be on the show. You know, he promised to be on the show, and then the Trump said he'll talk to him soon. But I don't know, man. It sure sounds to me like a lot like you know, bullshit, 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 bullshit. You know, that's how it sounds. I can't wait. Well, I think I can wait because I got a feeling it's not going to come anytime soon. But I want to see the Alex Jones show when Trump is on it. That's what I was going to say. But I have a feeling he's not going to be on it. I have a feeling that he's going to escape being on that show. So there you go. All right, there's all your politics stuff. And forgive me, I'm trying to rush because I do have a rushed show today. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? I am hosting afternoons today on WMAY, which will be fun. This will be pretty cool. You know, as I said, it'll be pretty cool. I'll get on the airwaves and you know, try to get back to normal. Remember how they do things. And I do have, thank God, I have Jim Leach is sending me, you know, how they do things, how they work, when to say this about the call line, when they're going to be doing this, which is the news, and it's pretty interesting. So thank God that's happening, and I am filling in today. All right. I'm filling in today, and it should be fun. I really am looking forward to it. All right, that's today at 3:00, which I don't know when to get there. It's like I could get there super early, but I'm not an employee of there, you know, so I don't want to get there too early. You know, because it'll look like I'm one of those people, you know. So I'm going to get there somewhat early, but not sitting on my rear end waiting early, you know, not like that. I want to get there early enough to where I look like a good employee. And, you know, like people can say, oh, he's a good. Oh, look at him. He's a very good employee. Yeah. Oh, boy. We want to bring him on full time. But at the same time, I don't want to be a kiss ass. I think if you get there a certain time, they go, oh, he's a good employee. And then other times you're going to get there and they're going to go, oh, geez, oh, this is sad. Oh, my goodness. It's like 3 hours before, it's 2 hours before his show. Oh. Because then people start saying, oh, why don't you leave, you know? Oh. We need to get you out of here. So that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about that, and I don't know what time that is. So I'm thinking maybe 2:15, maybe? Like 45 minutes till, but maybe pop in, show up, and finish planning the program. And then I think I'm going to overplan, you know. I don't think I'm going to... you know, I mean, I'm definitely going to end up with stuff I don't use, but I put it on because, you know, sometimes you go to do these shows and, you know, for whatever reason, you send something out And it just doesn't, it just doesn't take. People just don't, you know, people just don't go for it. So that's what I'm going to do, you know, in hosting today. That's what I'm going to do. So fingers crossed for me that I get there. You know, I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to get there. I don't want to get there too early, you know. Don't want to get there too early. Don't want to get there late. I want to be there perfectly. You know, that's the thing for me. I want to be there on time, you know. I want to get there when I'm supposed to. Oh my goodness, it's loud. good Lord. If we get an answer, I don't know.
Hello.
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 What?
How are you, Nikki?
This isn't working very well.
What? What's not working very well?
My phone.
What's wrong with it?
It keeps making weird noises.
Huh. No, it sounds... I think it sounds good.
For right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I gotta ask, what is wrong? I saw on Facebook, what is wrong with you?
I have a really bad concussion.
I know, that's from hitting your car, or hitting your head when you were getting into your car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. And what did they? I mean, how did they? How did they?
They did a CT scan to check for a brain bleed, and they said I had a really bad concussion.
Oh my God. So I feel bad. I feel bad that I questioned you.
Why?
Well, because, you know, I think I questioned a little bit about the concussion, you know. I was light about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say my apologies. You know.
Okay.
You know.
Every time I speak, I hear myself speak.
You're hearing yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, because it sounds like I'm hearing that. Sounds like I'm hearing a different conversation.
What?
It sounds like I'm hearing a different conversation.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
every time I talk, I'm hearing myself talk.
All right. Well, I'm saying that.
That's what's wrong with my phone.
I thought I heard a woman and a man talking in the background.
It was the TV.
Oh. It sounds like Morning Joe.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Morning Joe.
No, it was Kelly and whoever. Oh.
Kelly Ripa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's very talented.
Mm-mm.
Yes, one must. Oh, come on now. It was really, one must get together with her. You gotta know what's going on here. Find out
right.
From Kelly Ripa. Mm-mm. Oh, boy. So you're having bad, concussion stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I have like a severe headache every day.
You're having what?
A severe headache every day.
Oh my God. Well, I'm very sorry. You know.
Yeah.
Very sorry for you. That sounds...
And then I got pulled over.
For what?
I got a ticket for my car being too loud.
Yeah. Your car is too loud. What was loud about it? What was
6 and 7 days, and I don't have any money.
What was loud about it?
Something's wrong with the exhaust.
So the cop pulled you over... He pulled you over.
What?
He pulled you over, saying your car is too loud.
Yeah.
And he wrote a ticket?
A warning ticket after three other cops showed up.
Oh, my God. Well, what the hell did he think you had in your car?
I don't know. Nothing. He came up to me with the light and shined it in my eyes and told me I didn't have a muffler when I do.
And then he called three cars with him?
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like he thought, you know.
This, loud cars means drugs, you know.
Well, I don't know. It's like it seems like he was, you know, like he saw you, and he's like, oh, I got to get, breaker nine. Yeah, give me some backup here, you know. Like he somehow got the feeling you were dangerous or something. So he wanted to make sure that you know.
Yeah.
You didn't want to get out and check the car and end up, you know. So for safety purposes, he checked, you know.
Because I look like I think of him.
What were you wearing when he pulled you over?
Clothes.
So you were?
I don't remember.
I mean, you weren't dressed wild or anything?
I was coming back from Walmart. It was Southern View.
Oh, well, that just seems weird. He pulls you over in Southern View, and the other cars in Southern View join.
No, they were the police from Springfield.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Maybe. I understand how people get shot.
Yeah, well, but I don't. You being loud, I don't see how that's a reason for three cops. You know.
No, it's not.
And did the other cops get out and say anything to you?
No, they stopped and talked to him.
Oh, wow. Like they pulled you over and...
Mm-hmm. They pulled me over right there by Burger King.
And then they said, ma'am, your car's too loud.
And he wrote on the ticket that he pulled me off over in Southern View.
Well, but he pulled you over at the... Where were you coming from?
Walmart.
Hmm. And then he pulled you over, told you your car was loud,
mm-hmm.
and gave you a warning.
Warning ticket.
And then left.
And told me I had wrote on it that I had 7 days to fix it.
How bizarre.
Which means that after 7 days, if I get pulled over again,
yeah.
I'm in big trouble.
But you said that you had a... that your car is okay. You said you have a
motor. No, I know there. He goes, well, then you have an exhaust leak. I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm not deaf.
But you, how loud is it?
Not loud enough to get a freaking ticket.
So, you know what I mean? It's
those people that have those loud stereos are louder.
But yet he pulled you over. He pulled you over, you know, thinking something was wrong. I wonder what's going on there if you, you know. I'm wondering.
I didn't do anything. I was at the stoplight going one direction, and he was at a stoplight going another direction and decided to follow me for like four blocks.
Maybe maybe he's under the impression that you are up to something and, you know.
Coming from Walmart?
Yeah, I mean, well, I know that. I'm not a lot of criminals go to Walmart, but I'm saying maybe he thought so. Like, oh, this is one of
this. He was awfully mean.
This is one of these girls. She's a lawbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was, that was his way of stopping you. And the other cops were around just in case he decided to fire on him.
Yeah.
Or in case, you know, he wasn't in his jurisdiction. I don't know how far Southern View's jurisdiction is, but
I don't know.
I thought it was just on the other side.
I don't think it's on the Burger King side.
Yeah, I don't think
that's where I was at.
So maybe that's why the other cops came. Was he a new guy?
But he wrote on the ticket that he stopped me in Southern View.
Hmm.
The intersection there is.
Was he a new guy? He was
55 in St. Joseph, and that's not where I was at.
Maybe he was just wanting to write a ticket, you know, and he said, all right, I got somebody here.
Right.
Let's get him written up. Was it on a real day or a weekend day or?
Sunday.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm just wondering what's going on there. You know,
I have a perfect driving record.
Oh, well, aren't you something? My goodness. Well.
What, because I have a perfect driving record?
No, that's wonderful you have a perfect driving record.
So when they looked up the plates and everything, they should have seen that.
Right. Like that you had been pulled over for this before?
I've never been pulled over for anything.
Oh, okay. So they pulled you over for no reason. And when they pulled you over...
Other than my car being loud.
Yes. And then he gave you a warning, and other cops showed up.
Warning ticket, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like he might be a new cop, you know?
He didn't look like a new cop.
Yeah. Like he hadn't written a ticket for a while, and...
Yeah.
And he just decided, you know what, this girl, let me yell at her.
He couldn't let me off with a verbal warning, but he did. He gave me a warning ticket.
Really? So, but do you have there's no court date or anything on that ticket, is there?
No.
Hmm.
It says that I have to comply and have it fixed within 7 days, which I've had it priced on what it's going to cost to do it, and it's going to be over $400.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
I know.
So he's basically he gave you a ticket, now forcing you to get the car fixed.
And I can't afford to get it fixed.
So you're probably not going to get it fixed.
And then they'll end up taking my car if I get caught driving it.
Yeah. Well, just... because I was going to say, just don't drive it. Don't drive it until you get it fixed, but... I mean, we all need our cars.
I have doctor's appointments to go to. I've got to go get groceries.
Yeah.
Because my refrigerator went out over the weekend, and they don't consider that an emergency.
Oh, my God.
So everything that I had in it is gone.
How do you live in that hellhole?
Because it's the only place I can afford.
I mean, good Lord. The place you live, all right? I want to, let's take this a second. The place you live, they don't consider refrigeration
an emergency.
An emergency, yeah. The lack of refrigeration.
Not on the weekend.
Does he put, when your refrigerator runs out, does he put a new refrigerator in?
No, they put a used one in. They just keep recycling them. This will be my sixth new refrigerator.
Oh, my
new
God.
Used refrigerator I've had since I've been here. Two years.
I mean, this guy. What is your rent for that place? Good Lord.
It's valued at $650.
Are you paying that much?
I pay $216.
All right. So that's why you don't move. You're like, well, I'm getting pretty cheap, you know.
Well, I only make $700 a month.
I know what I'm saying. That's why you know.
I can't afford to live anywhere else.
Yeah. Oh, man. So you've got to live in this dump, all right?
Right.
Oh, boy. Maybe you could go. I'm trying to think of places cheap that you could live.
There isn't any.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. Is it a deal like you get to live there for the same amount? Like they don't raise rates? Well, like some of these places.
But yeah, they raise it. When I get a cost of living increase, they'll raise it the amount of a cost of living increase.
Oh. But they can't charge you more. It's based off your income, right?
Yeah.
So they can't charge you more.
Yes, they can.
Oh, they can?
They raise it whenever I get a cost of living increase.
Yeah, I know, but
that's my Social Security.
But they're saying that the rent only costs this much percent.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you get a cost of living increase, they still keep it at that percent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. That's. So they basically tie your apartment to your bit of money.
Right.
So it might be $261 now. Say you get a $20 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll take the $20.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're making the same amount. Oh, that's not good.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Right.
Ugh. So that's but other people, they go more money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not you got to be one of the lowest, right?
That's minimum for Social Security.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So I wonder if the guy just takes your money and that's it. I think that's why he doesn't clean anything, you know? Like, he didn't clean
it. It's hard.
Yeah, they didn't clean it out with the bugs or whatever.
They did finally clean it.
Oh, they cleaned it.
But it's going to come back again because they didn't solve the problem.
Uh-oh. Well, who's... Come on, be honest with me. Who's got the problem?
What do you mean?
The bugs. The bug problem. The bed bugs and all that stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, somebody in there's got to have it. You know what I mean?
There's lots of people that have it. They've got a poster downstairs now.
Oh, let's say what? Welcome bed bug owners or?
No, what to look for and all that stuff and what they look like.
Do you think there's people, are there people living in your body, living in your apartment that just have like, you know, weird things going on? You know they're not doing anything to stop it.
Right. And they just changed management again.
Oh, boy. So, like, I like, because there'll be a bunch of poor people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you
got... retired people. It's supposed to be just retired and disability, but I think they're bending the rule.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Little rule bending.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, like, who's living there?
Like, people that they've had to kick out for drugs.
Oh, boy. Good Lord. And that's who's living in the HUD housing.
Mm-hmm.
So you went into this house, you're thinking, oh, this will be good. This will be like a disabled people.
Mm-hmm. Like I was living in Jacksonville.
Yeah. What made you leave Jacksonville?
All my doctors are over here. It costs a lot of money driving back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, Nikki. You're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
I know.
Hey, Nikki.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki. So, yeah, you got it bad. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was that horrible.
Right.
And now you have a loud car.
Yeah. Hmm. And the oxygen sensors are going out in it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because of the exhaust.
And then I get notes from you that say stuff like, you got pulled over. I didn't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, what are you pulled over? But sure enough, they got you.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand the other cops. Did the other cops come talk to you at all?
No.
Hmm. Maybe he called.
They had their lights on and everything, making a spectacle.
Maybe he called into the, you know. We don't know.
Mm-mm.
Perhaps he called in, you know.
And I have great respect for police officers. This guy was just a douche.
Can we get some extra police officers down here on 6th Street, please? Extra police officers on 6th Street? You need to come down here and see this filthy car. Hold on, I'm going to make something up and yell at this girl. Check out her
clean
car. But did you see that car? Yeah, I sure did.
Maybe that's in the...
I just had groceries in it.
Were they cold groceries?
What?
Were they cold groceries?
Yeah, and that's how I found out that my refrigerator was broke.
Oh, so those... So you're saying you got
those... I haven't opened it since Friday because I went out to eat on... Or I was taken out to eat on Friday night Saturday night.
So they just took you out to eat, huh?
Huh?
They just took you out to eat, huh?
My friends did.
Look at that. So you can't even fill your car when you go, you know, because you don't trust it to, you know. How do you trust it to work?
It's exhaust.
But I'm talking about the refrigerator.
Oh, you said in the car.
Well,
yeah, my refrigerator's done.
So how can you put, you can't put a lot of groceries in there because...
I can't put anything in there.
Hmm. Like what was in there when it, you know...
Pizza, popsicles, frozen hash browns, noodles.
Oh, good Lord.
Down in the bottom I had fruit and salad and vegetables and there was a roaster chicken in there.
Good Lord.
Eggs, milk.
Hmm. Yeah, that sucks. That is not, that's not very good.
Mm-mm.
So it all just, it all rotted.
Yep.
So I guess it would be smart to keep like the lowest amount of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't rot everything.
That's what I tried to do.
Yeah. Man, I was, you know what? I was so tired when I started the show today. I really was.
I gave you energy, did I?
Yeah, you did. You got me. I mean, I was wondering how in the hell am I going to get through this?
I still hear everything I say repeated back to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why. I'm sorry you're hearing that.
It's my phone.
Oh. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I do apologize for that. I know that...
and then I can't go over and use the computer.
Right. It's your roommate's... Or, you know, your... yeah, your ex-roommate.
No, my ex-friend.
Well, your
not
ex...
going to be.
Hmm. Boy, that sounded foreboding. So you can't go use the computer?
Nope. And I don't have a computer.
Ever?
Well, I have one that doesn't work. I can't afford internet.
You mean ever? You don't have a...
Ever. I have a computer sitting here. It just blew up.
Oh, boy. Good Lord. I guess I can give you one.
Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I could give you one, I guess.
I can't afford the internet.
Oh, so you don't have internet.
It's pointless.
See, a lot of them have wireless, you know.
Wireless to what?
This have wireless. A lot of people have wireless. You just sort of jump on and...
But you have to get a...
Oh, yeah, you have the password.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, to say we don't know the password, you know, maybe you cut a deal with somebody. You never know, you know.
Not around here.
Are you friends with a lot of the people you live with?
No.
You're not?
No.
Not even like the old people?
No. They don't like me because I'm too young being in here.
Right. And what about everybody else? I mean, you're not the youngest one there.
No.
What, so they, what, they don't like
there's any- few and far between of those. I never see them.
Oh. Yeah, you think if you're young, you just, like, what, do you got to be 50? Maybe I should move over there.
Some, I have no idea.
Get some bed bugs and...
mold.
Move over there. Live up on the whatever floor you live up on.
Mm-hmm.
Did your friends who picked you up, were they swingers?
No.
Oh. I'm just guessing, just wondering. You know me. If I was under the weather, I think I'd, you know, wait for some hot beef.
No.
Like, oh yeah, give me a little hot beef action.
Mm-mm.
So you can't, there's no sex now.
What?
No sex for you because of the hurricane. No, not the hurricane, the hangover.
Yeah, I'm not so stressed.
Yeah. Because of the concussion.
Right.
Because you are concussed. Well, that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I couldn't watch TV or be on the phone or listen to music or be on the computer or any of that for the first 3 days.
Yeah, I know. My daughter went through that, the concussion concussion protocol, and she just had to keep it dark and, you know,
mm-hmm.
her head hurt. Now, her refrigerator wasn't broken.
Yeah.
How small is this apartment of yours?
675.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Nice size room.
I wonder if, what if you can get like a studio place?
It's still going to cost $400 or $500.
Oh, I'm just trying to figure it out.
I've been trying to figure it out for 2 years.
Maybe move in with somebody, like Sean Bolin or something.
No.
You know, because I got a feeling that he's going to be, I think he's got his own place.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he's, you know, like, I think he'd be a good person to move in with.
Nah.
Right now. And I'll explain.
I'm not a good roommate.
He's got what, I'm saying, he's paying half the rent, okay? But he's never home. You know?
Right. I can't do the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I think he moved. I think he moved to a downstairs mm-hmm. place. Yeah, I think he moved to a place. But he basically has it to, to just have it.
Keep his stuff.
Yeah. He keeps his stuff taken care of. I'm sure it's a mess. And
oh, God. Can you imagine if it looks like his car?
Oh, Jesus. Like all the crap. You know, he's got to run to his car to get everything. I could not imagine. Oof. I mean, oof.
Yep.
Well, I'm just trying to come up with something, you know. I mean, because he's always, he's got that girlfriend now, so he's always, he's staying in his house, but yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's going over there. He works early. So then he's, I think he's home on the home days, you know. But then he slides up to Maryland to see the girlfriend. Or wherever she is. I don't know. I guess it's not Maryland, but, you know.
Maryland?
Yeah. He goes, he sees something, and he has to go to the girlfriend. But she lives in a different town.
That's a different state.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm very tired. I was waiting up for them to come home from the concert last night. They went to a concert.
Oh, yeah?
So
what concert?
They went to go see the 1975.
Never even heard of them.
Yeah. Well, my daughter loves them. So they didn't get home till really, really late. And then I took...
Sting is coming to the pageant.
Who's coming?
Sting.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yep.
Except there's so much walking. You know what I mean? So much. Got to walk quite a bit. And the deal with those concerts in downtown St. Louis... It's like you could tack out another hour to every concert.
Yeah.
Like some people say, oh, yeah, I'll be back. The concert gets over at like noon. And when I was doing mornings, I used to do this. I'm like, oh, you know, I'll only take an hour and a half to get it. I can be back by like by midnight, I tell myself. But, you know, it's an hour in the deck. And you leave. And so when you get there, there's an hour that's already gone. And then...
Huh?
Well, all right. So, for example, if you're going to go to St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
And you got a concert that starts at, you know, like 8 o'clock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go there and you're going to stay for the whole concert. But when you start to add up, you go, okay, well, the concert will go like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And it'll take me half an hour to get home. You know what I mean? So you start adding it up. And you're going, oh, yeah, this
is – Yeah, what time to get home.
This is doable. This is doable. Okay. Except you're going to get there, so you already know it's going to be packed.
Yeah.
So you won't get on the road until, like, 11-something.
Right.
And that extra hour that you wrote to get home, you know, with, is not part of your original plan. So I'm saying after a concert, you got to give yourself like an hour in the parking lot and outro and then add your time on top of it.
Yeah.
And so for most people, it's too late. You know, you add your time with the time put for driving.
You just suck it up the next day.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah. So you would still go to the concert?
It's not every day. Oh, yeah. I want to go see Sting and I want to go see Chili Peppers. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know. You might.
No.
How do you know? Maybe there's a listener going, oh, that sounds like a wonderful reasoning for Nikki to stay home because her body can't possibly go through a concert, you know.
All right.
But at least it's admirable of you to do so.
Mm-hmm. That's all I do is stay home.
Yeah. So you can't get any more money anywhere else?
No.
So you're locked in.
Yep.
What's a shame?
Yep.
Yeah. You get somebody else and, you know. I'm saying you never know. Like the person that you could get, you know, they could be, I don't know. Like one of the plegics, you know, like a paraplegic or quadriplegic or something.
What are you talking about?
I'm just
rambling at this point.
No, I'm telling you, I'm not tired. I'm making sense here. If you move in with someone that's like some type of plegic, all right?
I'm not taking care of anybody.
No, you don't have to take care of them. You just live with them.
Wrong.
You know, you just lay in bed. Mm-mm.
I don't do well with living with people.
And then when they start getting on your nerves, you just, ugh, and you leave. But they already paid, you know. You're not going to get a broken. They're not going to give the plegic person a broken refrigerator.
Yeah, they will.
You know. So if your food goes bad.
And they don't pay for it.
What do you mean they don't pay for it?
They don't pay for the food that goes bad.
You could roll over there and say, oh, my goddamn food died. Listen, you fucking. Listen, you plegic. I need you to call and get a new food over here. Get a new refrigerator over here as soon as possible. I'm telling you. And then everything will be fine, you know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. By the way, please tell Nikki. This is some of the. Please tell Nikki that Nikki's enemy, Brent, would be happy to take her to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Yeah, right.
That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he would. It could happen, Nick. You're very despondent.
Not today.
Yeah. You sound, you know.
I've had my limit.
You sound worried. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 100%, you know, I'm all for you. Totally for you. Rah, rah, hey, hey.
It's the full moon.
Listen to me. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I forgot whatever else I was going to say.
You probably scared it out of you.
Yeah, I probably did. I mean, when you do get on the show, you sure make it seem like life's a misery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like life is beyond attempting to be there.
That's how I'm feeling today. Yeah. Well,
Well, I hope you get better. And I thank you for being on the program.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you get a new refrigerator. And then the cops.
I go clean the stinking just out of it first.
And then the cops, will they move it if you still got furniture in it, if you still got food in it?
No.
I mean, it doesn't even sound
like
that.
I have to clean it out.
Doesn't even sound like that. Like they check it, you know?
They'll open it. Look, it's not working.
But does it smell bad? Is that why you don't open it?
Yes.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But hey, there's some good news too. You got a let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
Yeah.
I'm saying if you live with a plegic, with some type of pleach,
no.
Then they would open the, you know.
Well, they can't open anything.
They'd probably open the door of the refrigerator. You're like, what are you doing? Just came to see if we have more. Shut up. It's broken. I mean, you could lie to them and say, oh, the refrigerator's broken. It is? Yeah, I'm sorry, you can't eat anything. And then when they roll away, you'd be like, oh, good fucker. Then you open it up and eat it, you know.
Nope.
I'm just saying. There is a way to scam.
I'm not a schemer.
Okay, just checking. Well, we know you're not a schemer. You know, your license is broke, or your driver's license is under inspection for claiming of searching your house for being too.
What?
Well, aren't they going to search your house?
Are you talking about? My driver's license is not under suspicion for searching my house.
Okay.
That is what you just said.
Well, I don't know what it is. I mean, what? They can stop you?
Yeah, it's in their computers. If they run my plates, that I've been stopped.
Okay. Oh, well, that's not bad.
No, I just can't drive my car after 7 days.
I told you I couldn't sleep. I'm still tired.
Ugh.
What am I supposed to do? I'm tired.
Then make the show short.
Yeah, I will. I'll end the show here in a second, but. I'm just trying to figure it out. So you got a warning for us loudness.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll just pull you over, and if you don't pass it, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is get a roommate who's like, you know.
I don't know anybody. I don't have any friends.
I'm just saying get a roommate that's like, don't you have any paraplegic friends?
No, I don't. I know.
You need to get one. And, you know, then you can rent because you'll split your money in half. And then your friend will say, well, now, wait a minute. We don't have this. And you go, no. This is 50-50. Sorry. It's going to cost you this money. You know?
You can ask anybody that's lived with me. I'm not a good roommate.
Well, maybe you find someone that's, maybe get somebody that's like comatose, you know? You know, put them under a good bed. You know,
I'm gonna make them notes
though. Sand off all the. You know, like put them in a bed. Let them get the sores and stuff. And then just throw it instead of throw another cover on them. You know, that'll help you out.
You're being ridiculous.
Well, you throw another cover on, and then you feel good. That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
That's how I'm saying, you know. That's how you, you know, you go make friends. Mm-hmm. Not like when you told Brent who offered to take you to the concert, tell him off.
I didn't tell him off. I said, I'm not going with a stranger.
Uh-huh. Right. I'm saying that you're, you know. She could be your, he could be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
He could be your hero, baby. And you get to go to a concert. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, sirs.
Thank you, Little Noid. Yeah. Sounds like a good plan. Hey, have you lived with a paraplegic?
Enough.
What? What? You don't even know what I'm going to ask you.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just wondering if you would ever look up, the robe.
What?
Well, like you get a paraplegic, and I'm wondering if you'd ever, look at the robe. See what's going on down there.
You would.
I'd wonder. I'd be like, am I being done by paraplegic,
No.
Because sometimes doesn't it work?
I have no clue.
Ugh, I'd get to a chair or a place with a paraplegic, and they'd get in the chair and we'd move their pants or whatever, and I'd get a glimpse,
Yeah, you would look.
I'm son of a bitch. I'd be so angry. I'd be so angry because, I'm like, I can use it, and all I've got is this. Just this flaccid mess. And meanwhile, this guy, without it working, you'd be freaking out. Oh, son's a bitch.
You're weird.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, well. I guess I should get going.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get ready to do the afternoon show.
Yeah.
And then we'll be normal.
Hopefully tomorrow's better.
Yeah, well, tomorrow will be normal, hopefully.
I hope so. Yeah.
But anyway, it was good to talk to you.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, well, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. It was very good to talk to you.
I'm sure it was lovely.
I hope you don't hit your head today. I hope you...
I've already bumped it a couple times.
I hope you don't. I hope you're just ready to, just relax. Lay down your air conditioning.
My air conditioning?
Well, whatever you got. Whatever. Lay down.
It's cold outside for air conditioning.
Oh, whatever you got.
You are tired.
I am tired, yeah. Well, just hold out for everything. But I'm telling you, consider the paraplegic,
Yeah, no.
Paraplegic, because they can use two of their hands,
No.
That's what I'd want to say, keep yourself occupied. Keep them occupied.
Mm-mm.
You know how it goes.
Nope.
I don't need to tell you anymore. Yeah, nudge, nudge. Say no more. I'm hearing you, mm-hmm. man. I'm hearing you. Hearing you big and loud.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that is the show, everyone. It is the morning disaster.
That's Nikki's disaster of life.
There's Nikki who didn't feel like talking today, but she did. There's me. I'm still out of it. I don't know. I'm on clonazepam, whatever.
Oh, that explains everything. I'm getting used to that.
Yeah. I'm on some clonazepam.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. That stuff's awesome. I'm
on it.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You take it at night?
Yeah, but I don't need to, but... So I haven't taken
It's one of those... You take it every night. It's not one of those things you just pop when you want to.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah.
Still pretty good, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what the hell? We'll end this baby, and then we'll get back to regular tomorrow. I'm on on WMAY today from 3 until 6, all right? On WMAY 94.7 or 970 AM. All righty?
Sounds good.
So make sure you come by and listen. Except for you.
I will.
Yeah. But I want you to try. All righty. Thank you, Nikki. Right. Thank you, Nikki. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, hon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's it for Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster. Let's wrap this baby up, all right? And I'll see you later.